It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the game,
we're the three guys.
All our matches have been pretty close.
Who's number one?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast, episode number 83. Now I'm your host, Michael Sears, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Exciting stuff coming up this week. Two live events. We got Fight to Win 146 on Friday night. Edwin Najmi versus Caixinho is the main event. We have Edwin joining us in a second. Also, Andrew Wiltsy versus John Combs and Kyle Terra versus Gabe Tuttle. And then the next night, Third Coast Grappling, Kumite number 4, no gi. You got Nicky Rod, Roberto Jimenez, Cyborg, Hulk, bunch of good guys. So another weekend with back-to-back events. Also news, ADCC 2021 going to be on Flow Grappling like Mo came on and announced a couple weeks ago. The big news there is not only is it in Vegas, September 25th and 26th, 2021, but we're going to have all 8 trials on Flow Grappling this time. Last time we only had 4. This time we'll have the South American trials, the Asian trials, everything. So it's going to be in Las Vegas. You know it's going to be crazy. Mo says it's going to be bigger than the last one. And the last one was pretty big. Flow Films. We got a lot of cool Flow Films been coming out. Reed's been working hard on those. Keenan Flow Film. Levi. Leandro Lowe. Wrestling versus Grappling. Another Daisy Fresh episode will be coming. Rankings have been getting updated. Gi, no gi. And also the big news. I guess this starts this week. Fight to Win coming to Austin. Austin, Texas. A month straight of Fight to Win in Austin. Exciting for me. I don't got to drive to Dallas anymore. We all live in Austin. But joining me today, Edwin Najmi, calling in from California. Edwin, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
All good, all man. Good? Hey, I was just saying, your hair looks different every single time I see you.
I'm just trying to show. I've been saying this since day one. I've been trying to show jiu-jitsu athletes that you can be different. You don't need to be like this nerd that just bows, like, you know, that just says that's like an old robot, you know, and like just like it's like super, like, you know, like just tries to be like everyone else. You could be different and not looked at as being cocky and confident. And yeah, I'm just trying to show everybody that I'm the most versatile athlete out there. I was the OG Mohawk boy. Then I had the samurai bun. Then I had the man bun. Now I got the Armenian Jesus flow, and then maybe I'll have the AI braids. So just trying to always change it up, have fun. That's just my style. I just try to have fun, not only on the mats, but off the mats as well.
Armenian Jesus. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's always refreshing when you see somebody in jiu-jitsu that like has other hobbies and stuff, because it's like most of these guys, is like all they know is going to the jiu-jitsu gym and drilling and training, right? And I think you see it impact some of their personalities, where it's like they don't get anything to talk about because all they know is training jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah, man. And I don't think that's healthy. Like, I think that's really good. Probably until like you're like mid 20s, but then like you see it all the time, all these really good athletes, and then they kind of like, it kind of hits them like, oh man, I literally don't know anything besides jiu-jitsu, or like I literally have no social life. They don't even know how to communicate with other humans if they're not talking about jiu-jitsu. So it's definitely like, I think it's a big issue in a lot of sports, and something that they got to work on for sure.
How's the Twitch gaming coming? You still playing Warzone?
Yeah, I've been playing Warzone. I'm waiting on my PC, so I'm about to take it to the next level, and hopefully I'll be the first big jiu-jitsu Twitch crossover. We'll see. A lot of MMA guys are trying it, but I don't think there's many jiu-jitsu guys, so maybe I'll be the first one.
Have you played with the Meow Brothers yet? I've seen them. They've been going ham out there.
I haven't, because they don't play video games, actually. They use Twitch as a platform to teach jiu-jitsu.
Now they're playing Warzone all the time now. Joel keeps posting about guns that he upgrades and some videos of them. They put their computers next to each other in their room and they go nuts on Twitch. So I mean on Warzone. So you gotta link up with those guys.
I didn't know that. Meow brothers, hit the kid up. Let's go. I'll carry you to some wins. Maybe you'll carry me to some wins, but
yeah.
I think that'd be fun. Hit me up. Yeah.
I could see those guys getting insanely good at Call of Duty in a pretty short time.
Let's do it. Maybe we can have like a Flow Gaming and we can lead the charge.
Hell yeah, let's do it. So this week, obviously you have the main event with Caixinho, and that's going to be fireworks for sure. I mean, that's you guys are both exciting fighters. Go for the finish. Let's talk a little bit first. I mean, you've already fought. This will be your third time fighting since COVID came back. You're probably the most active person in that period. You just had a close match with Jonatas Gracie. I watched that with Keenan on Into the Wormhole. He felt you won the match, but it was a close decision. How did you feel about your performance there, and how did you feel about how the match went down?
That was a tough match. He was really strong. He was like a lot bigger than me. I think I weighed in like 169. I'm pretty sure he came in like a lot heavier than that, probably like 15 pounds bigger. But he felt really strong. It was hard to get my game going, but I do feel like when I got my game going, I thought I did a lot better. I think he probably would have won under like an IBJJF rule set, like aggression and stuff, but he didn't have me in a single submission hold, and I felt like I had him in a couple pretty good submission holds. So I felt like I won, but it was a good fight, man. Jonathan is really tough. I wouldn't say so technical. He's technical, but like his grips are insane. I would say he's probably the strongest grips I've ever fought. But I felt like he was getting tired. So I wish the fight was 10 minutes because I felt like I was taking over the fight and then the fight ended. But it is what it is. I thought I won the fight, and I think Flo and Vitwin booking me for the main event shows that I think everyone thought I won the fight. So here we are, main event 2 weeks later.
And you're always exciting, which is important. Like I tell people all the time, it's like if you go out there and win, but you're not exciting, I mean, it doesn't really matter that much, you know?
Yeah. Unless
there's a whole bunch of money on the line.
Yeah, like I'll fight no matter what. I don't care. Like, of course, I prefer to fight guys that are 170 or like not bigger than me, but like, I'll fight pretty much anything. I fought with no training. I'll fight when I train. Like, I don't really care. I'm going out there to fight. And, you know, like, I'm going to brawl. Like, it was fun. Like, when we were fighting, we were exchanging footlocks with Jonathan. Galval was, like jabbing at me, like in a friendly way. And then I was, like, talking to Galval while I was in a footlock. So, like, I really enjoy, like, sometimes I really enjoy the showmanship more than actual fighting, which could be a disadvantage. Yeah, man, I just really enjoy putting on the show and being in front of the fans.
Now, Caixinho coming up, he's another guy who's fought on Fight to Win recently. He tore up AJ. He had basically had AJ in several omoplatas throughout the entire match. What do you think about this matchup?
He's really good, man. I fought him before, actually, a couple of years ago.
He's
probably the most technical grappler I've competed against this year, I would say. I would say he's more technical than the other guys that I fought this year. Yeah, man, I think it's a good matchup. He plays, like, very smart to the rules. He has a very strong collar grip, good omoplata attacks, and I'm expecting a good fight. I think it might get a little technical at times, but I'm going to try to make it a fight, as you guys know. And I think it's going to be a good fight. You know, Caixinho's a really cool guy. I really respect him. He's, like, super nice, and he's down. Like, you saw he fought Gary in no-gi, then he's back to the gi, and then he's fighting the gi before, so he's down to put on a show, so I think it's going to be a good fight.
Yes, actually, this is both your guys' third fight to win match. But third fight to win match since things came back. I was thinking about obviously, he's a killer with the omoplata, but I was thinking your style is going to – you got to be a little bit hard to omoplata because you stay upright in basically all positions, right?
Yeah, my game is pretty hard to omoplata me. I think if he gets me omoplata, it's going to make the match really boring, so hopefully he doesn't get me in that. Because I feel like he might hold it for the whole match. I've seen him do that a couple times. So hopefully he doesn't. I got to just break grips and attack him. I think he's pretty hard to finish. Like, he doesn't really tap pretty easily. His feet are flexible. But I'm going to try to finish him. I think I'm going to finish him. I have some new tricks up my sleeve that I couldn't really use on my last match. I tried to, but he's like, man, Jonathan's grips are so strong. And just like, I had to wait for him to get a little tired, but I think this match is going to be a little more exciting. Even though the last one was, I think last fight was pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, it was good. Really?
Yeah.
Good.
But I think I excel when like I'm like the stronger athlete. So looking forward to like kind of like imposing my pace and my game on him as opposed to like countering.
Yeah, you should be a little bigger, I'd imagine, this one. And also, I mean, Cashino's got some tricks too. Like we saw, we did that loop choke on Marcio Andre. That was crazy. But I mean, you have a lot of, you have a lot of submissions that you're good with. I think everybody goes right to the triangle because everybody loves flying attacks. But what do you think your best submission is?
I would say my triangle is really good. My darts is really good. I have a really good guillotine. Not a lot of people know about that. My guillotine is really good. I would say I'm pretty immune to most IBJJF footlocks. I feel like I can battle IBJJF footlocks with anybody in the world. To be honest, I'm pretty comfortable there. I don't know, man. I would say probably my triangle is probably like I know if I get a triangle like and it's locked in, it's probably over. I would say.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I lock it in all the way, like on my good side, it's probably done. But yeah, man, my goal is honestly to be comfortable with all submissions. That's just my goal. When I train now, I don't train to like win rounds. I train to get better at jiu-jitsu, and that's why I feel like I'm so much more comfortable now. I truly believe at like 170, 165, I can like if I pulled a Gordon and I said no time limit, submission only, I think I'd beat probably anyone in the world. So I'm confident in my game. I'm confident in my jiu-jitsu. Sometimes I might lose because of a decision or like I fucked up, but I think like in a fight to the death, I think I have probably the best jiu-jitsu in my weight class.
Yeah, you like Esteema locks too, right?
Yeah. Like you should see me I train. Like I literally don't care about anything. I die for submissions. I put myself in bad positions. Like my goal is to be good at jiu-jitsu, like actual jiu-jitsu, like jiu-jitsu for life. Like I'm not trying to win by an advantage or a double guard pull. I don't practice any of that shit. Like I want like real jiu-jitsu. So yeah, man, that's always my goal. Fight to the death.
Yeah. I think the fans can appreciate that too. What do you think? What would be your ideal path to victory here? Like, do you want to end up on top? Do you want to, I mean, you play a lot of guard against Benson in that match, like, and some against Jonatas too. What do you think your path to victory is against Cashino? What do you think you got to do?
I think he's probably going to pull guard before me. I would love to play some guard.
So too.
I love to show off my guard. My guard's really good right now. Probably the best it's ever been.
Looks good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been training with Homolo. He's a fucking, like, steamroller. So, like I know when I survive 3-4 minutes with him, I know my guard's, like, really good right now. So, I think I'm going to end up like having to pass his guard, take his back and choke him, maybe.
Okay.
But I'm ready for anything. I would love to play some guard. Maybe he'll let me play guard. But we'll see. But I think it's going to be a battle of like him trying to get that collar grip and me breaking that collar grip. And then maybe Toriano to the back and choke. But we'll see. Fight to win, like in fight to win, you always end up exchanging for locks because everyone wants to rack up those fight, you know, the points for the subs. So I think at some point in the match, we're going to end up there. And I'm excited. I'm excited for that. It's gonna be a good fight.
If it goes to the footlock battle, you're confident that you'll win that, though.
Yeah, I think so. Like people don't realize, my first day at jiu-jitsu, I started training in a karate dojo that was taught by a Gokor guy, and like my first day, I got heel hooked, reverse heel hooked. I had no idea, so I was like, I was baptized into jiu-jitsu and grappling with footlock. So I was comfortable since day one. Whereas like most other jiu-jitsu guys kind of learned on the way later on, they're kind of afraid of footlocks. Like I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, I say that and I got flying heel by Gary, right? R.I.P. is a sick one. But yeah, I would say I'm pretty comfortable with footlocks. So we'll see. But yeah, I think I win that battle. But he's very technical. He's very, very technical. He knows a lot of jiu-jitsu. Like Cashino knows, like he could pretty much play from any position. But I think it's gonna be a good fight, man. And I think I'm gonna finish him. So we'll see.
You brought up training with Homolo. I just spent an hour and a half with Keenan watching a bunch of Homolo matches, and it was basically him crushing. Just it wasn't like him beating up guys in the first round at Worlds that you never heard of. It was him beating, you know, legit world medalists, just crushing them with his knee slide. What's that pressure feel like when he gets that crossface and he starts going for the knee slide? What's it feel like?
It sucks. Like if you play any traditional guard, it's basically impossible against Homolo. Like, I would say, you can ask anyone that's ever trained with him, I would say he's probably the best gi jiu-jitsu ever in training, when it comes to training. When he competes, like I don't even think he's like, he probably fights at 50% of what he's actually at in the gym. But like, wow. I don't think there's anyone in the world in training in the gi that's as good as him. He's crazy. He can, like, you can ask anyone in the world that's trained with him. It's crazy. Like, if you don't try to stall and you try to, like, fight him head on, you're fucked. Like, he's going to murder you every time. Like, when I fight him, he's the only guy in training where I fight where I'm like, I try to hold him. I try to wrap him up, like, four times with a lapel. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to slow him down because, like, a traditional game against him, a head-on game against him, it's, like, he's gonna eventually smash you. And, like, it's I've never trained with anyone like that.
Anyone. It's got to make it easier when you go out there with lightweights and middleweights and you don't have Hamula trying to pass your guard, right?
Yeah, so I made this mistake, like, for, like, a couple of years. Like, for 4 years, I didn't train with Hamula at all. I probably trained with him less than, like, five times because he was so big. But over the quarantine, I was like, man, he's, like, getting old and I should take advantage of this and I should go back to my roots. So I've been training with him, like, I train with Hamula every single day, first round. I just get it done. So I have no excuse not to train with him. So every day, first round, I'm like, let's go. Like, let me take my beating. And yeah, that's made me so much better. Like, we try to pass my guard, just push him off like nothing. When I had Jonathan, he had some good pass attempts, and I recovered pretty easily because I'm used to having this fucking gorilla on top of me. So yeah, man, it's helped my game a lot, made me a lot more confident. And yeah, man, I'm blessed to train with one of the best. I'm glad I made the decision to start training with him again because I know I'll look back on this and cherish these moments.
So something I was talking about intro there was we made the announcement ADCC in Las Vegas. How much are you looking forward to competing in Las Vegas? It seems like that's something that would interest you.
To be honest, I was like, I kind of like, I don't know. I'm like a crazy guy and I love Nogi like last year. And after ADCC, I kind of like hated Nogi and I was like, fuck Nogi. I'm not going to even do Nogi. Like, yeah. I'm going to go back to the Gi. I love the Gi. But then like, being that it's gonna be Mo's last ADCC and it's gonna be the biggest event ever, now I'm thinking like, all right, I gotta show up and I gotta ball out, right? So I'm excited, man. I think I want to do the trials. I don't want to just get an invite. I want to do the trials. I want to get like experience in the rule set because I feel like I can really thrive in that rule set if I had the training partners and the training for it, like a proper training for it. And yeah, it's gonna be crazy. You guys know how Mo does it. He doesn't do anything half-assed. He does everything the best, right? The best possible. And I think it's gonna be a crazy event. It's probably gonna take our sports to a new level. And yeah, man, it's gonna be fun. I think maybe I'll do Nogi ADCC, and maybe I want to fight some MMA fights too. I have some like new ideas in my brain, so we'll see.
Well, that's what you originally got into YouTube for because you were an MMA fan, right?
Yeah, exactly. I always wanted to fight MMA and never did because I fell in love with jiu-jitsu. But now I have striking in my gym and I've been training and I'm not bad. I'm pretty good. So I'm going to train Muay Thai four times a week for a year and just see how good I can get. I think I can make some noise. I just watched some of these guys fight MMA and I have a lot of friends that fight in UFC and high level. And I'm just I think I can beat these guys. So I don't know. We'll see. I think I have the brand and personality to make a lot of noise. So
I agree. I think you would, I mean, and I, you got a great submission attacks too, which is, it's important there because you can't just win by an advantage in MMA. Like you're going to have to be able to tap people.
Yeah.
Tap people off your back onto.
Yeah. Like in a jiu-jitsu fight, sometimes do or die doesn't work out because you can stall, there's grips and all this stuff. But I think I'd be a pretty exciting MMA fighter, right? I either get knocked out or knock the guy out or choke the guy. So yeah, it's something that interests me. And I think I'll fight a couple of times just to see how it is.
What way? You think you would go 55? You think you would cut to 55?
Yeah, maybe I'll make 145. I don't know.
I think there's guys probably bigger than you fight 145. They cut so much weight in MMA.
Yeah, like I weighed 168 pounds this morning. I got to make 165 this weekend. And Seth is like, are you sure you can make 165? And I'm like, yeah, bro, I weigh 168. Like, that's easy money. So it's only 23 more pounds, right? Can't be that hard.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to that Fight Island stuff this week too. That's gonna be pretty interesting.
But
a lot of cool stuff going on. All right, Edwin Najmi, thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to the matches this weekend. I'll be seeing you up. I'll see you at the weigh-ins tomorrow. It's in the city I'm in right now, so looking forward to it. I'll see you later.
Thank you guys, appreciate it.
All right, thanks, man.